Let's enjoy masterpieces. Happy readers. Grade 2. Aesop's Fables. Chapter 1. The Fox and the Grapes. One very hot day, a thirsty fox saw some ripe grapes in a garden. He said to himself,
"How lucky I am! On a hot day like this, ripe grapes will be much nicer than cool water."
Then he walked quietly into the garden and jumped up at the grapes. But the fox just missed them. He tried again and again, but every time he couldn't get the grapes. Finally, the fox stopped trying. He said,
"I won't try any more. The grapes are probably sour."
It is easy to hate what you cannot have. The Fox and the Crow. A crow was sitting on a tree branch with a piece of delicious cheese in its mouth. A fox saw the crow and wanted the cheese. The fox thought and thought about how it could get the cheese. Finally, the fox had an idea. The fox said, "What a special bird! It is the most beautiful bird in the world. Are its songs as beautiful as its face?" These kind words made the crow very happy, and the crow wanted to sing a song for the fox. But when the crow opened its mouth to sing, the cheese fell down. The smart fox quickly ran and got the cheese. Then the fox said to the crow, "You are very beautiful, but not very smart." Don't always believe people who tell you kind things. The Fox and the Woodcutter. Some hunters were chasing a fox. The fox saw a woodcutter and asked him for help.
"Please hide me, kind woodcutter," the fox said.
The woodcutter told the fox to go into his house. Soon the hunters came. They asked the woodcutter,
"Did you see a fox?"
The woodcutter said, "No," but pointed to his house. The hunters didn't know why the woodcutter pointed. They went away. After a while, the fox came out of the house. The fox didn't say, "Thank you." The woodcutter got angry at the fox.
"Why don't you say thank you?" he asked.
"I wanted to thank you," the fox said, "but I saw you signal to the hunters. Your words did not match your actions."
You should act and speak the same, kindly. The Lion and the Mouse. A lion was sleeping happily when a mouse ran over its face. The lion woke up and was very angry.
The big lion caught the little mouse to kill it. The mouse cried to the lion,
"If you don't kill me, someday I will help you."
Suddenly, the lion started to laugh.
"A little mouse can help a big lion like me?"
The lion thought it was funny and let it go. Soon after that day, the lion was walking in the forest. Suddenly, it got caught in a net. The lion was very angry and roared. The mouse heard the lion and ran to help. The mouse saw the net and started chewing on it. Soon, the mouse chewed a big hole in the net, and the lion was free.
"See," the mouse said, "you laughed at me, but even a little mouse can help a big lion."
Being kind to someone is never a waste. The Sick Lion. One day, an old, old lion realized that he was too old to hunt for food. The lion was sure he would soon die. He was very sad and went home. As he walked slowly home, the lion told a bird about his sad situation. Soon everyone in the forest heard about the lion's sad situation. The other animals all felt sorry for the lion. So, one by one, they came to visit the lion. The lion was old and weak, but very wise. As each animal came into his home, they were easy to catch and eat. Soon the old lion became happy and fat. One day, early in the morning, the fox came. The fox was very wise too. He slowly came close to the lion's home. Standing outside, he asked if the lion was feeling better.
"Hello, my best friend," said the lion. "Is it you? I can't see you very well. You're so far away. Come closer, please, and tell me some kind words, because I am old and will die soon."
While the lion was talking, the fox was looking closely at the ground in front of the lion's home. Finally, the fox looked up and said to the lion,
"I am sorry, but I must go. I am very nervous because I see the footsteps of many animals going into your home, but I see none coming out again."
He is wise who is warned by the misfortunes of others.